Trainex Corporation presents a learning program developed in cooperation with Children's Hospital of Orange County and Fountain Convalescent Hospital. The Use of Protective Restraints, Part 1. The use of a protective restraint may be ordered by the physician to restrict or limit the activity of a patient. Restraints are used to prevent a patient from injuring himself, from injuring others, or to safeguard a medical treatment. Whenever a restraint has been ordered, it is the nurse's responsibility to explain the purpose of the device to the patient, to apply the restraint correctly, and to provide for the patient's comfort. Restraints may be used to protect a restless, weak, or sleeping patient from injury. It may be necessary to provide the patient with support or to restrict his movement. A physician may, for example, order the application of a restraint to support a patient in a wheelchair. Unless the doctor has designated a specific restraint in his order, choose the restraint which best meets the patient's needs. Explain to the patient that the restraint is necessary to support him. The description of the vest as a commonly used safety precaution will help him to accept the device more easily. Assist the patient into the vest. Make sure the patient's robe and pajamas are smooth underneath the vest to prevent skin irritation. When the vest is securely in place, assist the patient out of the bed and into the wheelchair. Support him while he is being seated, and be sure to call for assistance if necessary. When he is comfortably seated, bring both side straps around the back of the wheelchair and fasten the buckle out of the patient's reach. The use of a protective device can make it possible for the weak or elderly patient to spend some time away from his unit. However, since the patient may tire easily, avoid keeping him up in the vest for long periods of time. When the patient is returned to his room, release the vest straps from the wheelchair and assist him back to the bed. While he is in a sitting position, gently remove the restraint. If the vest is to be used again, it should be folded and placed in the patient's bedside stand. Before leaving the patient, explain to him that the vest will be used whenever he is in a wheelchair. Most patients will recognize that a restraint is a safety precaution and readily accept its use. Chart all pertinent information in the nurse's notes. Be sure to include the type of restraint, the length of time that the restraint was used, and the patient's reaction. Sometimes the doctor will order the application of a waist restraint to prevent the patient from leaving his bed at night. Patented restraints are most frequently used today, although improvised restraints may be fashioned from sheets and other materials. Make sure the patient has used the bathroom before he retires. Falls from bed, which are the major cause of patient injuries in the hospital, most often occur when a patient is trying to get to the bathroom at night. When the patient is comfortably settled in bed, explain to him that the waist restraint has been ordered by his physician to protect him from injury during the night. As with the wheelchair restraint, the waist restraint should be described as a normal part of his hospital care. Assure him that the restraint will not interfere with his comfort during sleep. A calm, understanding attitude will gain the patient's confidence and cooperation. After the bed covers have been turned down, raise the patient to a sitting position and place the restraint around his waist. Wrap the restraint around the patient and draw the strap through the loop in back. The straps are then wrapped once around the movable part of the bed frame. Do not attach the straps to the bed rails, which may need to be raised or lowered during the night. Tie the straps out of the patient's reach. Make the knot so that it can be easily untied by staff members. Encourage the patient to determine the extent to which he can move. He will be able to sit up and to roll from side to side. However, in order to leave the bed, he will require the assistance of the nurse. Review with the patient the use of the signal device and remind him to use it whenever necessary. Assure him that you will check on him frequently. Make sure that the signal device is attached to the bed linen within easy reach of the patient. If the patient always knows where to find the signal device, he will have a greater sense of confidence and security. The nurse should have a thorough knowledge of the patient's problems, condition, and nighttime habits so that she can anticipate his needs. For example, if a patient has been taking extra fluids, it will probably be necessary to offer him a bedpan more frequently during the night. Bed rails are frequently used as a means of restraint. The bed rails are always raised when a protective device has been applied. Check the patient regularly throughout the night, making sure that the restraint is in place and that the patient appears to be comfortable. Remember, select the correct restraint. Apply the restraint properly. Anticipate the patient's needs. And check frequently to see that the patient is comfortable. Restraints may be used to safeguard a surgical, medical, or therapeutic treatment by restricting or limiting a patient's movement. Occasionally, a frightened or restless patient must be restrained if her movement will disrupt the application of a treatment. A mummy restraint, improvised from a bed sheet or blanket, is frequently used with children. Reassure the child by explaining that the sheet will be removed as soon as the treatment is completed. With the help of an assistant, fold a draw sheet in half and place the child on her back in the center of the sheet with her shoulders on the sheet's folded edge. Bring the left end of the sheet over her body and left shoulder and tuck the end under her right side so that her right arm remains free. Then bring the right half of the sheet over her body and right shoulder, tucking the end under her body. The child will now be fully wrapped with both arms enclosed in the sheet. Once the child is restrained, the nurse is free to assist with the treatment as necessary. When the treatment is completed and the mummy restraint is removed, it may be necessary to apply restraints to the child's wrists to prevent her from interfering with the treated area. After wrapping the child's wrists with soft padding material, prepare the restraint. Then apply the restraint. A calm and reassuring attitude will help to gain the child's cooperation. It should be possible to insert one finger between the restraint and the skin. This will ensure that the wristlet is not so tight as to impair circulation, but tight enough to stay in place. Tie the restraint securely to the bed spring in a knot that can be easily released by staff members. Allow sufficient slack to permit a reasonable amount of movement. However, be sure that the child is unable to reach the knot or the area being treated. Be sure the child is comfortable before leaving her. Assure her that you will return in a short time. Check on the child frequently, taking care not to startle her. Speak softly to her before lowering the side of the crib. Remove the restraints at regular intervals. Examine the skin for irritation and apply powder or lotion when needed. Watch carefully for signs of impaired circulation and check for swelling below the site of application. While the restraint is off, perform range of motion exercises to prevent stiffness and fatigue. Then reapply the restraint. The child will be more comfortable if her position is changed periodically. It may be permissible to turn her on her side. Since the child's movement is limited, she should be given extra attention. Spend as much time talking and playing with her as possible. Remember, use protective padding if necessary. Give skin care as needed. Perform range of motion exercises periodically. And reassure the patient throughout the procedure. This ends part one. Please turn the record.